Have you ever witnessed your surroundings? I mean, truly took the time to move aside the mind, to open your heart, and receive the blessings that are there in plain sight? A little while ago, I just knew I had to get out into nature. This wasn't a maybe or should I or shouldn't I. It was a definite message of it's time right now. So I followed this energetic nudging and away I went. That day, I was given the gift of presence, and I was able to witness the many beautiful beings make themselves known to me, each in their own special way. It was so beautiful. I saw insects that I'd never seen before up until now. The animals, they were able to share their gift of presence just by showing up. It was truly, truly remarkable. In this episode, you are going to hear more about the gift of presence that animals share with us. You're also going to meet a new spirit guide who has made himself known and wants to work with you. He feels like a shaman to me, a specific type of spirit guide who's also a healer and who's here to teach us an alternate state of consciousness, which is called presence. He's come to help us enter into what would normally be invisible to us and help us find clarity in the visible. He's here to guide you and me, and has shared a channeled message as well, in which you are invited to utilize in whatever way is in the highest and the best for you. You will receive healing vibrations and frequencies throughout this time together as well. So would you like to come with me and receive? The benefits, they're priceless, and the serenity, just beautiful. Here we go. Let's walk with a shaman animal spirit guide together. Hi everybody, it's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. They delve into the heart of the mind, body, spirit, and soul, and along with friends, some old, some new, I'll be having impactful conversations with other like-minded people who share a variety of profound experiences that animals and other sentient beings have brought to their lives. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. I'll be calling upon the collective animal energy, animal spirit, and the beings of light to match and join our vibration. I will channel messages of love and hope, as well as help you with your own connection to the animals in your life, in nature, and more. We'll explore all of this with our heart's authenticity and our soul's growth in a space of divine wisdom and love always. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hey everybody, it is Mary Beth Haynes, also known as the gal who speaks with animals, and I wish to welcome you back. Welcome back to the Awaken with Animals podcast, an opportunity to activate a deeper and meaningful life. As I sit here in my office, I'm looking out my window and I see the plush green trees. And you know, it's so interesting because this time of year, at the time of this recording, the cicada are out and they're out in the trees that I'm looking at. There's so many trees that surround the building here, and the cicada, especially the last, I'd probably say 3 years, have come forward so loud. Like it's either they've gotten louder or I just haven't heard them in the same way. They're way more in my awareness now. And it's really cool how they come forward with their song, right? When they rub their wings together and it makes that sound. It's just simply amazing. And so as I sit here and as I connect in setting the intention for our time together, I just call upon the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light. And I ask that it join us and surround us, asking for what will be in the highest and the best for us all, for each and every one of us, regardless of the time that it is that we listen to this or that we are a part of this. It could be when this episode airs and is published. It could be a year from then. It could be 2 years from then. Whenever you're listening to this, I really feel like this space and the surroundings of this space is here for you with that intention of when you listen to this. It's all set up. The foundation is there. And it's up to you. You have free will as to whether you wish to accept or not. And if you do, then this is all set up. It's all here. It's all surrounded. The foundation and just the space is here with many gifts. I'm receiving, of course, the gift of love. I'm being asked to ask the question of where do you feel this in your body right now? So a lot of times when we think of love, we think of our hearts, right? I'm asking to become present and to find where do you feel love in your body right now? And it's really interesting because when I personally do this and receive this question, I feel it in my throat. And I feel it from my throat and it's making its way down across like my collarbones and down into where my armpits would be. And that's a really interesting answer. Like when I get my mind thinking about this, it's like, where do I feel love right now? And it's in my throat, across my collarbones, down into my armpits. And it's so interesting because my mind, my brain goes, well, what the heck does that mean? Like I feel love in this area? It's so interesting. And I think the interesting part about it is when I move away from the constructs of my mind and where it wants to question and say this doesn't make sense, and I connect into this question, because this question came for a reason, I really feel like I'm receiving the vibration of love in those areas. I feel like I'm feeling love in my body in those areas right now. And you want to know something, and this just came to me right now. These areas of my throat, across my collarbone, down into my armpits, so into my lymph area, these are some areas that are really needing some healing at this time. Physical healing, emotional healing, and probably healing on different quantum levels that I'm not even aware of. But it's just such an awareness that has come to me to be able to even get this much awareness from having this question come forward. So let's recap a little bit. So basically what we've done is we've come into a space, we've called in the purest and highest love, the purest and highest light. Regardless of when you are listening to this, this space and the foundation is set for you. And it is a space where love has come forward. And the question was brought forward. And this question is not from me. This question was kind of channeled through to ask, where do you feel love in your body right now? And where do you feel love in your body right now? Are you able to identify that through an actual feeling or a thought? Perhaps you have an image in your mind's eye, or maybe there's something that you kind of hear that's bringing you kind of to an area of your body. Where do you feel love that is coming forward for you, or some areas of your body that could use some love right now? That is the opportunity to receive at this time. It's taking a moment and giving ourselves permission to receive this. To receive this love and to receive it in the form of what will be in the highest and the best for us. For me, it's coming forward in the form of healing. It's coming forward in a form of healing, and I feel very emotional. And I am so grateful and thankful that this has come forward And I graciously accept this healing. And I just thank the beautiful energies that have come to join us as we awaken with animals and activate a deeper and meaningful life. So just taking a moment, if you wish, and to receive the message that's coming forward of where you feel love in your body, of where love is being given to areas of your body, and any message that might come forward from receiving that. Thank you. I'm being brought to the message of presence. It's really interesting because as I connect into presence, I'm being reminded of how much, and I giggle because there are so many times where I'm not present. So my husband Troy will be talking to me and I'll be listening, but my mind's on something else. And by the time he's done saying what he said, I'll be like, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, yeah. And I'll be listening, but not with presence. And there have been many times, actually, that I've said to him, I'm sorry, Troy, can you start again? I want to listen to you and I want to be present because right now I'm not. And so he'll say it again and I can actually hear him with presence. And when I think of the concept of presence, it's really interesting because I keep seeing the color orange. And I keep seeing what looks like a leopard just walking through. And it's so interesting. And I'm just wanting to connect in with this leopard to ask, first of all, thank you for being here. And just asking, do you have a message? Is there a reason why you have come to my awareness? Are you here in connection to presence and being present? So I'm getting that leopard is holding this space for us. And I'm also receiving from leopard the color orange. He's very, very vibrant in orange. So the color orange is very important here. And so when we think of orange, we think of our sacral. We think of the energy center that is in our sacral chakra. When I also think of, just give me a second here. Connecting in with leopard, connecting in with sacral, connecting in with orange. I'm also receiving the presence of knowing your stability, the presence of accepting with trust, the presence in knowing that's there for you is my message to bring you with love. In connection, together, this orange vibration is being offered throughout your being. Should you wish to receive, it is there for you. I come as a foundation of presence. I come as a master of the gift of learning what it truly means to have a present connection. To be presently connected connects in on a deeper and grander scale. You may wish to look within to see how that might show up for you. When you are connected inwards on a level and a vibration of presence, you will find that the orange and the color comes to you even more vibrantly. I am leopard, and I come with the colors and the vibrations of presence and the invitation to step into that role. My gift to you is the gift of presence, for when you are present, you are expanded. When you are present, you open yourself up to a whole new way of receiving and sharing and giving. You open yourself up to a whole new pool of gratitude and the many, many answers to the questions that you've been asking for such a long time and not knowing the answers to. Presence is the key, and my gift to you is the gift of presence. I'm here on this journey with you, should you wish me to be, as a spirit animal, as an animal who shares a vibration and an energy that connects you in the way that will be of the highest vibration for your journey. And in the way of the highest vibration that you wish to receive. I am here with you. I am here with you all. Call upon me when you are looking for more presence, to become more present, to be able to expand and open and bring in all those wonderful gifts that you have been searching for so long. Call upon me. I am leopard, and my vibration of presence is brought forward in an orange glowing ball of love. Leopard, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing that message. I look forward to listening to it with presence. As you were bringing it through, I was channeling it, and so I wasn't able to be fully present in my mind to be able to receive the words and understanding of what my mind wishes to understand. I do feel the vibration of it, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I look forward to be fully present so that I can hear it with my mind so that I may understand that on a deeper level. And friends that are listening, this gift from Leopard and coming, I just feel like he's still here. He's still surrounding us. I always get very often like this beautiful, warm, loving blanket being placed around our shoulders, right? And it feels like this blanket of presence from Leopard. And again, the color orange, very, very bright, is here and is being wrapped around us. So with gratitude, thank you, Leopard. Thank you for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So Leopard has come forward as a spirit animal for us to be able to help guide the journey, help guide the way, help us as we continue onwards with each step that we take in this thing called life experience. Yeah. I really feel like I'd like to share with you something, and it actually has to do with presence. And it was about a week or so ago, I got this real inkling, this real kind of need. So you know how a lot of times with energy management and really taking care of our energy, especially the work that I do, I really need to make sure that my energy is managed very well. Because I work with energy all the time, and in my communications with animals, in any type of energy healing and soul work, it takes a lot of energy to work with that energy. And so I need to, just like brushing my teeth or washing my hair or taking a shower or a bath, you know, that's what I do to take care of my physical body. Well, there's things that I need to do to take care of my energetic, my emotional, my mental, my all of my energetic bodies. And so it's part of energy management that I do. And I like to call it energy hygiene. And so sometimes it's kind of like, well, you know, today might be a good day to go out and get, you know, connect in with the earth or go for a walk and connect in with the trees or things like that. But this particular day was like, no, it's a must. Like, this is a must day to do this. This is like, you know, instead of a doctor writing a prescription and receiving a pill, it's like, you know, the earth writing me a prescription and saying, this is a needed for today. You need to do this today. And my prescription says, go out, go into nature, get in and connected. And I went to this place. It's probably about 15 minutes from where I live. And it's really interesting because it's this gorgeous space. But the space used to be a landfill site. This was the place where people went and dropped off their refuse. Like, you know, it was the dump. They dropped off their garbage. And they then changed it and they closed the landfill. And they actually created this beautiful naturalization site. And so there's a bit of hilly area, there's lots of green grass, beautiful trees and paths. And along the paths, there are some different areas. There's a path that goes into the forest. There's a man-made pond at the back, a huge pond. And so there's like this walkway that you could walk out on the pond with the different animals there. There's a memorialization site where is a place where they pay tribute to individuals who have decided to end their lives and leave this earth by their own doing. And they have a space in which to honor. It's a really a beautiful space. So as I went to this space, I've only been there once before. Troy took me, my husband, and it was a few years ago. So I haven't been for a long, long time. And when I got there, I was at this parking space. And as I was walking in, there was this couple there and they had this dog on this long lead. And they were trying to figure out, you know, where they were going or what they were doing. And they were looking at the sign and they weren't paying attention to their dog. And the dog, this big dog, sweet, 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 big, big dog, comes over. And I don't ever like to touch a dog without their humans knowing, or, you know, I always like to ask permission, is it okay? And then of course I asked the dog permission. And because they weren't paying attention just yet, I was just looking at this dog and I'm like, hello, it's nice to meet you, friend. And this dog was just sharing her energy and she was just so vibrant, just so amazing. So anyways, it was probably maybe 10, 15 seconds. And all of a sudden the woman looks over and goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. We're just trying to figure out where the pond is here and, you know, all this stuff. I'm like, no worries at all. So I got to know their dog and we chatted for a little bit. So anyways, we went individually in on our walks, and coming and staying with this topic of presence, I was walking along the path and I immediately started becoming present. I was like paying attention to what was around me, but not in the way like, I guess I was, so how many times do you go for a walk, but your mind's thinking through things, right? You might be thinking through things, you know, you might be out in nature, you could be with the trees, you could be by water, you could be near animals, and you're there, but your presence isn't as present as it could be, if that makes sense. And there's been many times where I've been out, but I'm just like going through things in my mind and I'm replaying things and I feel better afterwards because I was able to work them through in nature. This isn't what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about here is that I was able to be present, meaning I could start walking and just use my senses without thinking. So I could look and I could see the beautiful trees that were inviting me. I could feel their energy. I could hear the birds. I could hear them from the left. I could hear them from the right. I could hear them in front of me and I could hear them behind me. It was so amazing. And then all of these beings in the form of animals or insects started showing themselves to me throughout my whole walk along within this naturalization site. And as I was doing this, I was becoming mindful of who they were. And I remember my mind getting involved just for a moment saying, why don't you, when you're done here, write everything down of who you remember that came to visit you? So I thought, yeah, that sounds great. So back to presence I went. And as I continued walking, I didn't run into too many people. There was a few. But for the most part, it was just me and nature and the beautiful animals and the trees and the insects. And so as I was walking, there were, of course, all the different birds. I saw I remember seeing a cardinal, and I remember hearing a blue jay, and I remember seeing just the surrounding. And I remember, like, this, it was like them welcoming me. It was like, this is their space. This is where they are. And they just were being present with me. And it was so amazing. There were many butterflies. There were the little tiny white butterflies. There was a yellow butterfly. It was like the color of like a buttercup flower. So it was really, really pretty. When I was walking further, this monarch butterfly flew right up. It probably could have almost touched my nose. It really wanted to get my attention. And it flew right in front of my face. And it was so amazing. As I continued along the journey, I saw a bee. And you know how the grass is, you know, there's the green grass. And then in the grass, I don't know what type of flowers these are, because they're more like grass flowers. I don't know what to call them, but they're like pieces of grass, but they have in with the grass, but they have little white flowers on them. And so the bee would go and kind of buzz around and connect in with these little white flowers. Along the path, I saw a snail. And when I was coming on my way back, I saw another one as well. And it was so beautiful just to witness and see. There was some flies there. And this fly that I saw was very different than the regular, like, black color fly that we're used to seeing. This fly had, like, kind of more of a... it was a different shape, so it had the wings, and it had what you know, if you needed to name it, you would be able to identify it as a fly, but it didn't look like a regular fly. It was quite interesting. There was a bug that was there, and it reminded me of what a ladybug would look like, but it wasn't a ladybug, and it had like the color and the spots of a ladybug, but it was like a long, instead of a ladybug being like circular shaped, it was like thin and long. And I've never seen that before. And it was quite interesting. As I kept walking, I made it to that pond at the back. And as I did, it was so interesting because I could hear the Canada geese, because they were more in the background. This is a very, very big, big pond. So the Canada geese were more in the background and I could hear them. And then when I looked over to the left, I don't know what kind of birds they are. I want to say a type of heron, but I don't know. And it, like, not a blue heron, nothing like that. They're black in color, but they kind of have like the same facial structure as a heron. And there were several of them, again, way, way back. When I looked down into the water, there were these really amazing catfish that would come, and they would swim by, and there would be like an adult catfish, and there would be like some smaller ones that were like babies, but not baby catfish that were, let's call them adolescents. And they would swim by, and it was just so amazing. When I left the pond area, the Canada geese, there was about a dozen of them, if I had to guess. There was some Canada geese that came through, and they were flying over to land into the pond. And what was really interesting was, through presence, I was able to hear the, I want to say the word velocity. I don't know why. Like the velocity of the sound of their wings. And as they flew over my head, you could hear their wings making this amazing sound as they were all coming together in unison to land on the pond. It was the most amazing, amazing thing. There were a lot of turkey vultures that were flying over, or hawks. There were swallows. I saw a lot of swallows, and they were mostly at the pond. So they would kind of dive down and you know how swallows will kind of dive bomb somebody's head when they want to kind of protect things? Well, they would kind of dive down to the water and they would do that, and they would fly really, really fast. I couldn't see the crickets, but I could definitely hear them. There was a grasshopper that was there, and it was so amazing because I actually haven't seen a grasshopper in a long, long time. So it was so wonderful to meet a new friend in the form of a grasshopper. When I continued walking back from the pond, there is a memorialization space that has some beautiful plaques up, and some people made these like bird houses and put them in there. And it was a space that really felt like it was a space of a lot of emotion, you know, of people go there in honor of those that they know that have taken their life. And this dragonfly came by, and it wasn't like right next to me, but it was close enough that it was very close. And it allowed me to witness through presence its size. It was huge. This dragonfly was huge. I could see the opaqueness of its wings, and I could see the colors as the sun would go through the wings. I also saw this color of its body, and it was very bright and vivid colors of copper. And the copper would like, you could see the different hues of the copper, and you could see how it would reflect, because it was a very sunny day. And so the reflection of the copper, it was quite an experience. And I never ever have seen a dragonfly that looked like that before, and not one with those colors, and not one that was that big. And then I remember, as I was making my way back, I remember hearing the wings of dove. And dove is one of my spirit animals. Dove is one of the animals that has been with me for a very, very long time. And they help and support me in so many ways. And I was able to witness through presence this dove that was by him or herself. And usually when I see dove, because a lot of doves will mate for life and a lot of doves will be together. But when I see dove, I see them by themselves. And usually when there's a message or something for me to receive from dove, I usually see them by themselves. And this particular dove was by him or herself. And it was very, very loving. And so with presence, I was able to walk through this naturalization site and walk my way around and have all these interfaces with all these different beings, and being able to just connect in with them with presence, to be able to see them. I could have just walked through and not seen the tiny bee that was down at the ground, the snail that was down over by the grass, the grasshopper that just made its way over on the path. I might not have seen all those things. I might not have heard the birds because my mind was thinking, you know, could have been thinking of other things. I was able to be completely present. And you know, it's so interesting because now that I'm talking about this, I see myself walking along the path and I see Leopard walking beside me. I see the bright orange, and I see how Leopard was helping me and helping me walk this journey with presence. Thank you. This is all starting to make so much more sense now. Why I'm talking about this, why Leopard came, why it's all about being present. Because when we become present, we expand, we open, we're able to experience so much more. And And I just want to say one more thing. When I was leaving the naturalization site, this beautiful little white butterfly actually kind of escorted me out. It was so amazing. She just kind of came along and fluttered around around me and just kept coming until the end of the path, and then away she went. This beautiful space, I was welcomed by all these beings. And these are just the beings that I was aware of. I'm sure there were many more. But through presence, I was able to receive their vibration and their love and just receive their presence of who they are and who they were there to be. It was just an opportunity to receive through presence and to share and to interface through presence. And so as we connect in with the whole topic of this whole time that we're here together, it's about having the gift of presence. And the next time you go outside, it doesn't have to be in nature. It doesn't have to be, you know, in the forest, or, you know, it could be in your backyard. It could be a walk on the sidewalk. What will come to you? What can you notice when you become fully present? And will you walk with your spirit animal, Leopard, by your side? Because Leopard is here for anyone who wishes to work with him as a spirit animal to help grow and expand, to help the next steps on the journey, to work forward in this life experience. Presence. What does that word mean to you? What would that do for you if you became more present in some of the things that you're doing in your life experience, in your life situation? What's it like to connect in with the vibration of becoming right here, right now? Allowing your mind the rest it so deeply deserves. Giving yourself permission to just witness, to just be. And the mind will try and come back in, and that's okay. Just acknowledging that and then allowing it to move away again. Just like the clouds that float by. It's like becoming present, and then all of a sudden here comes the mind. And just like the clouds will float right by, allow it to keep floating. Away it goes, back into presence. And then the mind will come through again, and just like the cloud, allow the cloud to just let it flow away. I don't know about you, but I really want to practice this so much more. And just this whole connection in with what presence is, the vibration of Leopard being a spirit animal for us. It's just such a wonderful gift, and it's something that I feel so calmly about. My whole demeanor has changed. My whole body is calmer. I can feel it in my cells. You know, my body doesn't feel as tight. There's flow. There's movement because of presence. And lastly, remember when we, at the very beginning, the question came forward. And it was, where do you feel love in your body? And it's embracing and receiving that love for where it's needed, or where love is being held, or whatever it speaks to you. I'm really receiving there's a message here for you with that. Where do you feel love in your body? And to allow that guidance of what comes forward from where you feel it, where you sense it. Maybe you won't feel it. So just sense. If you could imagine where love is in your body, where would that be? If you could imagine or sense or hear it or see it or feel it, where is that in your body? And what message comes forward for you from there? I really feel like this is the time for us to make some decisions. For those of us who want to, of course. But it really feels like the time is now. And for some reason, this whole thing about presence and becoming present and things like that, there's so many things that are here for us. We just don't see them because we're not in that present moment. We're thinking about other things. We're, you know, we have other distractions. There's so many stimuluses in this world. And so I'll just leave that with you. It just feels like it's complete. And we are all invited to take what we wish to from this and utilize it how we wish to as well. There's no pressure. Doesn't mean you have to. It's an invitation. And I really thank the animals that were part of my day of presence that day. And sharing their energy with you as well. And then also sharing our time together with Leopard. Again, with the invitation, he is a spirit animal for each and every one of us if we wish to walk with him, to work with him. He's here to assist us with his beautiful, vibrant orange color. So, as we conclude our time together, and all of this talk and time and the vibration of presence, and being present. My wish for you is to feel that love, or to sense or to know that love, and to receive what is in the highest and the best for you. And to do that with the energy and the frequency and the vibration of presence. And as Leopard continues to walk the journey with us, who wish to walk the journey with him, with gratitude, with love, and with so much that words cannot say. So please feel them or sense them from my heart. Wishing you a wonderful rest of your day. And until next time, bye for now.